on the parsha that we read yesterday in Vayetzei, there's an interesting thing. Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk, HaMokim Asher Atos Shoichiv Olel L'cho Etzneno Ulezar Echo. So Rashi says, it brings down from Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Chulin says that my Ravusei, what's the big chiddush that Hashem said that the Mokim that you're laying on will be yours? It's just Dal Adamus. What's the big matona that Hashem is giving him, the place where he's sleeping? The Gemara says that keep melamed shekipel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol el tisorim tachtov like Dal Adamus, and he told him shetei noichol ikovish lebonecho like Dal Adamus shalodam. So it's interesting to point out that Avraham Avinu, the Gemara in Baal Basra, Daf Kuf Aleph, says, Machlekes Rablezer Barabonon, if Hiluch is Koine, if you walk in a Shvil Shal Kromim, if it's Koine for you, that Soda, that Kerem. So the Rablezer says that it's Koine, and the Rabbonon says it's not Koine. My time of the Rablezer, the Gemara says, because it says, Kumi Salich Baaretz Larkol Rochbo Kilachoy Tenenu, that the Hiluch would be a Kinyan for Avraham Avinu. And the Chachomim say that it's not a Kinyan, only it's Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mishum Chavivusei Davrom, Shetei Noichol Ikovesh Lobonav. So the Rashbam in Baal Basra says that the Sotna and the Umas shouldn't be Mekatrik, that you're Gazlonim, only you get it Midin Yerusha, that Avraham Avinu already walked in Eretz Yisrael, and it's his. Maybe I'll read it inside here for the Basra and Kuf Aleph. Daf Kuf on the dollar. Kedei shtei noyach, davulu ki yorshin v'loi ki gazlonin. V'lo yi arishus l'sata mekatrek v'lo pizchen pele baal midas adin to be cholek, and it should be doime to yorshin. That's kedei shtei noyach li kovesh lebona. So there's a difference between the noyach li kovesh lebona of Avraham Avinu and of Yaakov. By Avraham Avinu, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He walked through Eretz Yisrael. By Yaakov, Eretz Yisrael came to him. It was folded under himself. Avraham goes to Eretz Yisrael. He walks around Eretz Yisrael. By Yaakov, Eretz Yisrael comes to him. We want to be masbir the difference between the two, because there's Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. There's Kedusha Rishona when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, says Kidshal Shaito V'loi Kidshal Asid Lovik. And the Rambam is Masbir because the first Kedusha is Mipnei Kibush, because they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Once the Goyim come and conquered away from the Yidden, so it becomes Ois Kedusha. There's no more Kedusha because the Kibush is Bata. A different Kibush comes and counteracts the Kedusha that the Yeshua made. So the Eretz Yisrael, by the Churban Abayis, when the Yidden went out of Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim were Klevesh, was Bata, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Then when Ezra came and he came up again to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rambam says there the Kedusha is Mipnei Chazoka, because they came and they just came and lived there. It wasn't because they conquered it. And Chazoka in a Betela. They ask on, so it's Kitchel Shaito, Kitchel Asid Lovi. Another thing it says in the Rambam, that Bizmana Churban, the Mokim Amikdash still has Kedusha Mipnei Mani Yoima, the last parak and Echaz Bezabchiro Mipnei Mani Yoima, that the Kedusha Samikdash Virushalayim is Kaim, because it says, because Kedusha Mipnei Ashchina, Ashchina Eina Betela, V'nehma V'ashimoisi Es Mikdashechem, Afal Pi Sheshoimimim, they're still the Kedushosim. So we have that the Kedusha Rishon of Yeshua is bought on Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, and the Kedusha of Ezra, that he was Mekadish, Kedusha Shnia, is Kedusha Lassid Lover, and the Gemara Nerchim Daf Lamed Beis says, because Veitibcho V'yo B'cho Me'avisecho, that yours is better than Avisecho, that is Kedusha Lassid Lover. And the Rambam is Mazda, the first Kedusha is Mipnei Akibush and it's Boto, and the second one is Mipnei Chazoka, and it's not Boto. There, Kesef Mishneh says the first Kedusha that was Mipnei Akibush, but afterwards they lived there. So Teipu Klei, that even though it's Mipnei Akibush, but there was also Chazoka. So the Chura, the pastors would be to learn that the Chazoka is built on the Kibush. So you took it, Alidei Kibush, and then you lived there, but there's no Kinyan Alidei the Chazoka. They didn't get it, Alidei the Chazoka. It was just the Hemshech of the Kibush. But the Kedusha Shnia, they came in, the Melech said, it's yours, take it. So they just came in to live there, because a Balabas comes back to his own house, because it's his. So that's why it's more Mochiach, the Chazoka, and the Kedusha Shnia. Therefore we said that if there wouldn't the Sukkim in Dvorim, the beginning of Dvorim, Rashi says, Boyu Rishuas Oretz, or it says, Boyu Lahar Mori Val Kol Shechenov, Rashi says, the Keni, the Knizi V'Kadmoni, and the Gemara says in Chazakas Abbasim that it's Amon and Moya than Eden. So when they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael before the Chet HaMeraglim, it says they would be COVID, they would also take over Amon and Moya than Eden. The end of the Parsha of Dvorim, it says, Yerusha Le'esov, Yerusha Livnei Leit Nesatiyah Yerusha, that you can't take over Edom and Ammon and Moab. So it says that when they were choite by the Meraglim, they lost the schus to take over Ammon and Moab and Edom. Why? So our thought, because Rashi says also in Parsha Dvorim, Alei Rei, she says, Im lo yu choitim be Meraglim, lo yu tzrichim le klei zayin. They wouldn't need klei zayin, they would just come in there to go without fighting. Yerusha Le'esov is banished, it belongs to him, so you can't take it over Al Yedei Milchama. But if Esav would give it to you, he would just move out and say, come, move in, so then we could take it over. He's giving it to us. So before the Chet HaMeraglim would be without klei zayin, just to walk in there at Yisrael and take it over, so then we would be able to take over Ammon and Moav and Edom. And it says, they were nival and they thought they're coming to us with a melchama. That means they would be scared and they would run away from Eretz Yisrael. And though they thought it would be a melchama, could be it would have been without a melchama, and they would give over Eretz Yisrael to the Eden, like Meirotzon. So then the Eden would take over Edom also. But since they were choyte b'meraglim and they would need Klei Zayin Aydei Milchoma, you can't take over Ammon and Moav and Edom because it's Yerusha Le'esov and Levnei Loit Nesatiyah Yerusha. So it comes out that if it wouldn't be Choyte B'Meraglim, the Kedusha Rishona would be Aydei Chazoka, just to come in and take it. They wouldn't need Klei Zayin, it would be called Chazoka, and then it would be Kedusha Losid Lovey and would never be Bottle the Kedusha. It could be there would never be a Churban. But because they were Choyte B'Meraglim, so Nigzah, the first one would be Aydei Milchoma, so it's Aydei Kibush. If it's Alidei Kibush, so the Kedusha Rishona could be Batal Alidei Kibush of a Goy. So that's why they needed a second Kedusha. And it could be we wouldn't have Chumash Bereshis either, because it says, why did they need Chumash Bereshis? Because the Goyim would say, Listimatem, Shekovashtem Altes Shiva Goyim. That's only if it's Alidei Kibush. But if it would be Alidei Chazaka, they wouldn't say Listimatem, they would just say, here, they gave it over, there's no listing. So if so, the Gemara and Daf Kuf and Baba Basra that says, when the Rashbam learns that they shouldn't say Gazlonim Atem, so that's only in the first Kedusha that it was Al-Yidei Kibush. So Avraham Avinu was showed that's the Kedusha of Kibush. That's what Avraham Avinu saw. And that's like he went into Eretz Yisrael. He walked into Eretz Yisrael, even though the Goyim were living there. He walked and made like a semen of a kinyan. So that's a sug of Kedusha, that's Al-Yidei Kibush, and it could be Bata. But Yaakov Avinu, he was going into Golus, and it was like the Chorban, and Hashem was showing him that he's still giving him Eretz Yisrael, that's the Kedusha Shnia, that Eretz Yisrael comes to him, and Amokim Hashat HaShoychev Olav, where he's sitting, and it belongs to him, where he's living, and that's Al-Yidei Chazokah. So that's a Kedusha that's not Bata. We were masbred also in a parak in Yirmiya, but maybe we'll leave that for another time. But the mice of Hanamel ben Shalom, that Yirmiya said, that why is he buying karkos and sodos? I'll say it over Bekitzer. So he told him there was a motzah around Yerushalayim, a siege around Yerushalayim, and everything was falling apart. It says, Asoy lelois bo'u oyo lelochto, v'yo nitno b'yad ha'kasti mifnei acherev v'oro v'adever. Yirmiyahu was finding Hashem, how could you tell me to buy a field and everything is going to be a churban? So Hashem said, "Hanimeni yipolei kol dover odi konu botim besodos ukromim baaretz hazoit." And the hemshach of the parak it says even which places it would be the new chazokas. That's what Hashem was showing him, even though now the Kedusha was going to be bought up because of the kibush of the Goyim, but there will be a new Kedusha al-Yidei Chazokah that would be konu bought in the Sodesh Boretz Hazokah.
And that was a Nechoma before the Chorban. He already showed him the next Kedusha. The same thing Yaakov Avinu, he showed him by the time he was going into Golus. He showed him the new Kedusha. That's what Yaakov says. Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokam Azeh, that the Kedusha is Mamshich. And there's a Kedusha lost in Lovit. V'Nechilo Yodavi. So he said, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokam Azeh. So Bamokam Azeh is Begematri Yahar. What Avram Avinu Kori Yahar. And Yitzchak Kori Sode. It says, Tzitzion Sode Techarish, that's Bizman HaChorban. And he said, Ma Neiro HaMokim Azeh, HaMokim Azeh is Begematria Yitzchak. Because he called it Sode, I'll show him the time of the Chorban. And there it says, Ma Neiro HaMokim Azeh, Neiro is the Semel for the Chorban. And that it says in the Gemara Numa, we'll talk about it another.